Food and energy prices in the U.S. rose dramatically in the month of March compared to a year earlier. The Consumer Price Index showed an increase of 8.5% for the cost of goods and services, the biggest jump since 1981. All of the U.S. indices ended the trading session in the red, with the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all down around 0.3%. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has caused major disruptions in global energy markets, sending oil prices soaring to record highs in mid-March. In response to the rising inflation, the Biden administration has relaxed the usual summertime rules on the sale of E15 gasoline, 15% of which is composed of the biofuel ethanol, which is made from corn. Speaking in Iowa, a major corn-producing state, President Biden announced the new measures, which his administration says will lower prices of E15 by around 10 cents a gallon.
Well, I'm here today to talk about the work we're doing to lower costs for American families and put rural America at the center of our efforts to build a future that's made in America.
However, it's unclear how much of an impact it will have on gasoline prices nationwide. Only about 2,300 U.S. gas stations currently offer E15 gasoline. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.